The Browns wasting our time, their time as well, with Dylan Gabriel. 216-474-0092. I don't think so, at least not yet. I think some people are struggling to find logic, and I'm going, it's completely logical. I mean, they believe, and by the way, Cardiac Kid on Twitter sent me that, hey, he showed me the PFF. He goes, he is their analytical darling. That Nick Padone was right when he talked about it. I go, man, that early though, third round, like, showed me the PFF summaries, and it's right there. There's a lot of stuff that they liked about the guy. Okay, all right. But they're not going to go willy-nilly with their depth chart so quickly. Their depth chart is clearly what you've seen already. Joe, Kenny, Shador, Dylan, and then Shador. And they're not going to jump from that so quickly. Now, we might find out on Friday. I mean, if Dylan Gabriel goes out there and he just looks overwhelmed, like, I think they're betting on processing looking good, everything looking good, and then you'll get to see on Friday him run the offense. To what degree, I'm not sure. I don't think it's going to be a great offense regardless. I mean, look at your wide receiver room. I mean, your wide receiver room is Jerry Jeudy, and the rest are, you got one guy who's holding on to dear life to an NFL career. You have another guy who basically can run one route over 3 years. And then you got one guy who's local, who's trying to see if he can stick on a 53-man roster, and that's a nice story. And then that's about it. I mean, that's about it. You don't have very many weapons to throw to. You have David Njoku. You have Harold Fannin Jr., who's a third-round pick. I mean, look at the guys that you have. You don't have a running back right now in Quinshon Judkins because he's not there for you, so we'll see what Dylan Sampson and Jerome Ford have. It's John Kelly in camp. He's like the long-time camp guy for the Cleveland Browns is John Kelly. I got to go back and see whether or not he's in camp yet. For whatever reason, it escapes me. Like, your weaponry is not that great. So I don't know if any quarterback can look fantastic during this preseason, but we'll find out a little bit more on Friday. I'm not ripping him just yet, even though, yeah, according to all reports, Dylan Gabriel looks terrible. Looks terrible. And it looks like, yeah, are you telling me the Browns made a bad draft pick? So far, yeah, the Browns have made some bad draft picks, and he may very well be another one of them.
You know,
but I can't, but I'm sorry, Saturday is an opportunity for Shador Sanders. It's not Shador's fault. Arm soreness is arm soreness. If he can't go, he can't go. But it's an opportunity. He might have gotten an opportunity for reps with the ones. We don't know. Because if Kenny can't go and Joe's not going to get a bunch of reps, then yeah, Dylan Gabriel's going to get the reps.
You know, had they not have drafted Dylan Gabriel and then taken Shador in the third round, which would have been worse value than where they got Shador, but would fans be way less uneasy about this whole situation? Because I think fans are so confused. They're so confused why they took Dylan Gabriel, and then if you're going to take him where you took him, then 2 rounds later to go with the other guy who's way more popular and is going to bring way more attention. And right now, anybody online that mentions Shador Sanders, any of the national guys, they all know this too. Any of them that delivers any kind of, you know, enterprising story, anybody who's even critical, whatever, they know that they're going to be swamped with mentions. And the Browns invited this to camp because they thought they would have an eye on being able to decipher between them, or that they thought they could develop all of them and then get assets for one of them.
It's not even, no.
It just seems with so many holes on the roster, this never made sense.
I think it's just this. I think we're overthinking it. I think it's just this simple. You never thought he would be there in the fifth round. He's there in the fifth round. You know that
he was there in the third round.
This season is but they like Dylan Gabriel, okay? So they decided they wanted to take Dylan Gabriel. I'm just going by what their logic is. I wouldn't have taken Dylan Gabriel in the third round. I think we're both on record. I'm just going by what their logic is supposed to be. They go and they take Dylan Gabriel. Never did you ever think that the guy would be still available in the fifth round, Shador Sanders. So you decided, well, what's this year all about? This year's really going to be about evaluating for next year. I know that they have to try to win some games to make sure that everybody's involved, or make sure everybody's involved and gets their jobs taken to 2026. But we're trying to evaluate this year and trying to spring forward for the next year with the draft. So you might as well go ahead and take a shot at the guy who has a high ceiling, and if you could work with him, might be a bit of a bang for you in Shador Sanders. But the weirdest thing about this, the weird thing to me is that absolutely no one would be surprised by the result of Shador Sanders as number two quarterback by the end of the training camp, by the start of the season. that Shador would play over Dylan Gabriel, and Shador would be more successful than Dylan Gabriel. As a fifth-round guy, nobody would be surprised by that. The whole scenario of what played out in the draft all the way now to August 4th has been a bizarre set of circumstances. And the only one who has seemed to keep his head on straight has been Shador Sanders. I can't accuse Kevin Stefanski of not having his head on straight. You guys might, depending on where you think of the depth chart. But everybody's lost their minds, it seems, except for Shador Sanders. It's the only guy who's been able to keep it together. The rest of us, we're slapping tables. I've slapped tables. You've gotten upset. You've got red-faced over this. It's been a week and a half. It's been 2 weeks of training camp almost. 2 weeks. We're getting ready to play the Panthers on Friday, and we will find out what happens on Friday. I don't want to just do wait until Friday all week long, but I think that I'm going to be there with bells on Friday night at 7 o'clock to see what this kid has.
But it's
see
funny.
What Dylan Gabriel has, and
it's
then certainly
funny.
Compare him to
that
Shador.
Is what we're going to be looking at.
How could you not?
They're going to be looking at the practice. They're going to be looking at the joint practice. Because what Dave Kanellis already said, they're playing their guys, right? They're playing their guys this week. That practice, it's only one right on Wednesday, but it's going to be a factor. And we're going to be losing our minds based on what happens in the preseason game. But how much of that is going to really resemble football where, you know, the depth chart is going to be more on display than the actual starters?
Because I feel that in the practice on Wednesday, which we won't get to see, but remember, you're still going to wear an orange jersey or a red jersey. So in that practice on Friday, on Wednesday, it's still controlled. Friday, it's not as controlled. Friday, you can get hit. And I want to see what they do with the offense. And we might find out they both just turn around and hand the ball off and we get out of here. I don't know what we're going to do. But I imagine there's going to be a couple of times like, hey, you draft these guys.
Yeah, let
we're in a practice setting, but it's a game. Let it rip. If one looks really, really good and one looks really, really bad, or they both look good or bad or whatever it is, like I think that has to stand for something. Because all I keep hearing about is, because I don't know about Dylan Gabriel other than what you hear about the processing, the smarts, all the stuff that we've talked about, this, that, and the other throughout this entire process, because none of us can realize why he would be taken in the third round. So he better go out there and start having a good showing. Because if he doesn't have a good showing, then it's just their word against ours, against Browns fans. And how many times has Browns fans' word been better than the Browns over the last 25 years? Seems the Browns fans have been the ones who have ended up on the right side of things for so many years. And it usually is not supposed to be that way with fan bases in their franchises. Johnny Manziel was the one where everybody wanted to see him and Johnny was a mess. Okay, you're wrong on that. Browns fans were wrong on that. That's one I could think of.
Even,
I'm sure there's a couple,
even,
but it seems that Browns fans have been right more than the Browns.
Even Johnny had some good moments in the training camp. Go back and look. Even he had some wow, eye-popping throws that you know people were ready to hype. You haven't seen any of that from Dylan Gabriel.
Well, you saw the one video that the one guy took from high atop that he said it was a dart. That people were going, well, I don't know if that was necessarily a dart. So even that's getting picked apart. Hey, I'm not trying to pour cold water on this thing. I know that, you know, it's a lot of fun to argue about quarterbacks. This offense is not going to be good. Daryl's right about that. Padone, I'll go back and I'll say it, fine. If it's spreadsheets and charts and analytics and God knows what, okay, fair. But again, it doesn't tell me about the third round. I mean, you're still looking for guys that can start to some level eventually in the third round. Fifth round, that can be a crapshoot. I could see where it was done. But Saturday, if Shador Sanders is perfectly healthy, and he's just standing there with his helmet in his hands on the sidelines or his helmet on waiting to get in, and he doesn't get in, I think that everybody in the world has every single reason to scream and yell. But I don't know what the scenario was, if he weren't going to be hurt, because he was out on Saturday. So if he's out on Saturday, I'm sorry, guys, it gives him the perfect out. Somebody's got to take those reps. And it's not where I believe that Dylan Gabriel took those. He probably would take more reps with the ones because he's ahead on the depth chart. But I don't think he stole them from Shador Sanders because Shador's not able to throw or wasn't on Saturday. We'll find out more today.